Okay, there. So, hi, hello, informally. Welcome to Happy Hour. Now that it's being recorded for Audio Dharma. So for the theme of our practice together today, I'd like to invite us to explore in another dimension of metta, which is fierce metta. It's fierce, it's energetic. Metta can feel soft and soothing and tender and calming. And it can also feel fierce. It can also feel strong and energetic. There are different ways. For example, in the Metta Sutta, in the line where it says, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, so with a boundless heart should one cherish all living beings, radiating kindness over the entire world. So I want to bring your attention to this metaphor. Even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child. So that image of a mother protecting her child, to me, that can also bring up, well, there with metaphors, of course, there are a lot of different things that metaphors can bring up and refer to and conjure up. One thing that this metaphor can conjure up is the fierceness. If a mother is protecting her only child with her life, I suspect there will be a sense of fierceness. It's the love. It's the love is big. It's huge. It's powerful, and there's a fierceness about it. So can we conjure up that same sense of love for ourselves? For the only child that is us, our inner child, the child that we take for granted, we beat up usually, you're not good enough, you're not working hard enough, this being that is us. What if we had the sense of energetic, powerful, this mother protecting with her life, her child? Her only child. So both the sense of love, metta, care, being profound, but also the sense of fierceness. It's there's a strength to this powerfulness. There's a powerfulness to this love, a powerfulness. So can we explore that for ourselves? What does that feel like if we explore that for ourselves? Does that bring us more energy, more aliveness, more recognition of our true nature, of the goodness within? So let's explore together and see what we discover in this way of practice, being scientists of our own minds. So with that as the preamble, let's settle. Let's arrive. Landing. Landing, arriving. In this body, in this moment in time. With a sense of uprightness, whether you're sitting or lying down, can there be a sense of uprightness? A sense of integrity in the spine, in the body posture? Noticing perhaps that you're uplifted, just uplifted, vertebrae by vertebrae, as if there is an invisible string connected to the top of your head. Giving you an uplift. You don't have to try. You don't have to force. In fact, your body can relax. Your muscles can settle in this sense of integrity, this uprightness. Is maintained on its own with this invisible string. You're both uplifted energetically. The breath, the aspiration, uplifting you while connected and deeply rooted in the earth. To the earth, feeling the touch points of your feet, your legs, your sit bones, your bottom, connected, earthed, deeply rooted, as if you both have wings. Uplifted, and you have roots deep into the ground. And the breath nourishing, nourishing. The natural breath. Uplifting, energizing. Energizing, especially around your heart center, your chest, middle of your chest. Enlivening, awakening. Both awakening and soothing, healing at the same time. Both energized and calmed in this moment, rooted and uplifted with the breath. The earth element rooting, connecting. Settling, the air element uplifting. settling and arriving. For a few more minutes before we turn our attention to metta. Now, continuing to feel embodied, connected to the earth, rooted to the earth, feet, set bones, legs, while uplifted, the spine uplifted. Open with aspiration, both figuratively and literally, aspiration, the breath filling. The body energizing. Now bringing to mind, if you would, a felt sense, an image of yourself, of this being that is you, at a younger age. Any age is fine. Might be that there is a photograph or an age that you can really connect to. To parent, to reparent this younger version of ourselves. To protect, to love, to care for. Bringing this image, this felt sense, connecting, taking time to connect in ways that work for you in loving ways that work for you. Maybe you have a vivid image of a photograph or how this child moves, talks, maybe plays with their favorite toys or activities, whatever it might be. Connecting, connecting. Conjuring up their image. And as if, just as it is said in the Metta Sutta, even as a mother protects with her life her child, her only child, as if this child, this younger version of you, in this moment in time, is your child, your only child, to love, to protect, to cherish, to soothe, to comfort. And as the mother, as the parent, as the parent of this child, as the parent, you have more resources. You're stronger. You're capable. As you breathe in, you feel the energizing of the heart center, your heart, with care, compassion, love, energy. Both a tender and fierce love for this child. Protective. Protective. Connecting at first with image, with felt sense. Holding, protecting. Sense of uprightness and energy. Strength, fierceness. For this child. Especially if the child is hurting in some way, either is hurt, or maybe ill, if that feels relevant. Feeling your strength. The strength, the power of your love, your metta. This body well rooted into the earth. Your breath energizing and holding, caring for this child. In this moment, your only child. Radiating metta, radiating. Radiating fierce, loving metta. Protective, loving metta. And if you'd like to add phrases of metta, you're welcome to. Or use your own phrases. I'll offer some alternatives. The traditional, typical phrases of metta. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you have ease. Or alternatively, I love you. I care for you. I'm here for you. You are loved. You are cherished. You are okay. You are beloved. Whatever phrases work for you to share, to shine your protective, fierce parental metta for this younger self. You are welcome to continue with your younger self. Or see if your mind, your heart would like to treat yourself, your present day self, as your child, your only child. No difference. See what your heart and mind need in this moment. And if you do choose to move to your present day self, try the phrases of metta if you wish with I. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I have ease. You can also stay with you. Feel free to experiment. See what works for you. The expression of fierce, energetic metta for yourself. And what if the one loving and being loved, the fierce, powerful, metta-filled parent and the child, the self, are one and the same? They meld, they merge. What if? See what might arise. And now shining this bright light of fierce metta, shining outwards. It touches you first. It shines out touching all those you care for, all those you know and you don't know. Radiating, radiating kindness over the entire world. Spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths. Outwards and unbounded. May all beings wake up to their true nature. May all beings be free. Thank you. Thank you for your practice, everyone. So we have a few minutes for reflections. You can either type them in chat, what you discovered, what you noticed, questions, comments, or raise your hand. Bill, please.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I got tripped up over the word fierce, and it just raised connotations in my mind. And it's like once I started to think about that, I couldn't put it down again. And so I didn't do that well. Without making this too long a story, I think in one of earlier sessions you said that you can have metta in terms of like falling asleep and calming. And I related that I did not experience that because of a level of excitement. Ferocity to me, my mind indicates intensity, excitement, and therefore not sleep. I'm sorry my mind is hung up on this, but I just can't get past that. Sorry.
Yeah. So what I'm hearing is a couple of things. One is that the word fierce was, in the, you have connotations with it and the mind got tripped up with that. So with that, what I would suggest is use a word that works for you, Bill. See what works for you. Protective. You know, I was trying to offer some alternatives. Protective. This protective, loving image. If that works for you, use that. So tune out the word fierce. And also what I'm hearing is that brought up some energy for you. So if you sometimes fall asleep with the very tender, soothing, calm, gentle, easeful metta, this was an energizing. And part of that, you're chalking up the energizing to the confusion of the fears. And also part of it could be that this practice, and I'd love to hear from others, is more energizing, is really awakening. This is not the type of metta that makes you fall asleep. It really enlivens you. You feel powerfully loving. And so that's the aspect I think you're talking about, right?
I think so. So you're saying there's different types of metta?
Yes. That's exactly what I'm trying to say.
Not all metta needs to be sleep inducing.
That's exactly right.
Okay, I'm good. Thank you.
That's exactly right. We were exploring a different kind of metta tonight. That's exactly it. It's a fear. Well, if you don't like the word fears, it's an energetic, energizing, protective, powerful metta. Maybe the word powerful, a parent that's really lovingly powerful, like a lioness, powerful, loving. Yeah, that's exactly it. Bill, you got it.
Thank
You
you.
got it. You're welcome. You're so welcome. So, let's see. I see reflection. I see Fred's hand. I'll ask you to unmute in a moment here. Yes, there. While I also read from Nicholas, was metaphor an intentional pun or did I mishear? Oh my God, that's hilarious. That was not intentional, but I love it. Metaphor. I love it. Metaphor. That's good. That's good, Nicholas. Good catch. Neil says that was lovely. The image of loving and protecting my younger self was so dear. Oh, that is so touching. Thank you. Thank you for that. That is dear. That is dear, Neil. Thanks for sharing that. And friendly greetings from Ireland, from Gurgel. Thank you, Nikki and Sangha. So nice you're joining. Gurgel and Graham also, and Tulip and others. Royal for joining from Belgium. We have a parallel Sangha joining us on YouTube. Very sweet. So please, Fred.
I found that very powerful. I was able to envision myself as a teenager with real clarity. And perhaps because I had just finished walking around Lake Merritt with an old friend that I knew as a teenager. We sort of rekindled a friendship during the pandemic. But I could see myself as he probably saw me when we were kids. And I was able to embrace that self with all the parental energy that I would want to bring to it. Not particularly fierce, that didn't really feel quite the word, but adult and protective. And I could feel my younger self confident in the embrace of my older self and getting a lot of solace from my presence and advice and encouragement.
Thank you, Fred. I am so touched and buoyed by that. Ah, beautiful. Thank you. And protective. I appreciate this trust of this protective parental care and love that you connected with and named. Thank you. Yeah. Great. That's great. So, okay. Lovely. Lovely. Gurgel says, this fierce lioness love goes nicely with my Latin blood, Brazilian and Ireland here. Oh, that's sweet. I love all these metaphors, as Nicholas pointed out. I love it. So, dear ones, let's turn to practice in small groups together with this protective, loving, energetic metta. I think that's what I'm trying to really tune into. And for me, there was this sense of really feeling awakened, energized. There's this powerful metta that can shine onto the world from this practice. The other practice too, from the gentle, soft, what Bill was calling kind of like the sleepy method, or I like to call it the gentle metta, but also this energetic metta can also be very powerful. This power, this kindness radiating over the earth. So just tuning into these different frequencies. It's not one thing. It's not one thing. Let us surprise ourselves by the capacity of the human heart and mind every time we practice metta. Instead of just doing the same thing, may you be happy, may you be healthy. Let us surprise ourselves with just this capacity, this humanity. So with that, let's join each other and explore and speak about what we discovered. Support each other in this exploration, in this experiment of being human. Sangha practice is so precious. So I'm creating the rooms now. And let's start with 15 seconds of silent metta. Okay? All right. Here we go. We have a couple of minutes for reflections. What did you discover practicing together, especially in Sangha? If you haven't reflected, commented in a while, you're especially welcome to share your reflections. So what did you notice? What worked? What was challenging? It's all good sharing your practice for the benefit of the Sangha. And if you would want to raise your Zoom hand, that's a better option because I won't see your physical hand if you raise it. Oh, Jerry says, I like my adult life much better than my childhood. Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's wonderful to be able to reparent ourselves in this way. Yeah, it's very powerful practice, actually, this protective parenting, reparenting, very powerful. We can fill our own cup and hence not need others to do that. Bill says, same for me, Jerry. Aww. Marianne says, my 13-year-old self was very happy to get the intention. Oh, that's sweet. That's very sweet. And Sue Jung.
I just want to share that I was able to revisit the moment that I was so scared and when I was young and when I was a child that I really wanted to have someone who's protective of me, but I never had it. Maybe I had it at some point, but most of the time wasn't. And I was able to go back that moment and I was just parenting myself, which is I was doing it before, but this time I was like, oh my gosh, it's just like such a great practice. It was just precious moment. And I actually share with one of those in a small group, and the other person also shared his experience, and I just want that person's child, like when he was a child, I really wanted to hug that person. That gets so much, and it just brings me a tears.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, Sujanga.
Oh,
the both reflections. One is that, you know, how powerful it is to actually to connect to these tender moments in our past when we wanted protection, and mm-hmm. to even going, it feels like going back in time and offering that to ourselves, and also being mm-hmm. able to see the child in each other. There's something precious and beautiful. The heart opens up. The heart opens up as you're talking. You wanted to hug the younger version of this person. It's, yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Oh, thank Thanks you for sharing. Listening.
Yeah. And Morgan says, protective metta could be a way to fight back from self-judgments imposed by society. For example, internalized isms. Yes. Yes. Right on, Morgan. Yeah, very, very astute observation. This is really powerful practice for self-judgment because there's this sense of protective ourselves, protecting this part of us that's hurting. So very powerful practice. Very powerful practice. I have more questions for you, but it is 7:00. So let's end. Let's end. And as I always like to end by thanking you for your practice. Thank you for showing up and cultivating. your heart, your mind, for the benefit of yourself and all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free.